Recently, the Secretary-General of the United Nations has called autonomous weapons politically unacceptable, morally repugnant, and that they should be prohibited by international law, a statement that has set the tone ahead of the lethal autonomous weapons system meetings held in Geneva. While there are those who see it as an opportunity to make war more precise and safer, if there is such a thing, there is also widespread concern for how automatic warfare can have detrimental effects on human rights. Professor Toby Walsh, leading researcher at the Artificial Intelligence at the University of New South Wales, spoke to The Wire's Rowan Neagle about the current UN discussions of automated weapons.
This is quite interesting to look at which countries have called for a ban and which have been resisting the ban. So the first country to call for a ban is Pakistan, a country that's been on the receiving end of lots of semi-autonomous drones, and probably, I suspect, if we did ever go down the road to have fully autonomous weapons, would also be on the receiving end of those weapons. So perhaps not surprising that they were the first to call, but 20 other nations have now called. We saw in the last couple of weeks Germany, Japan and Belgium call for leadership in this space. But equally, we've seen strong pushback from a number of countries, those probably most responsible for the development of such weapons, in particular the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, and I'm sad to say Australia. It is fundamentally, ultimately, an issue of human rights. I mean, the right to life, you know, I think it actually would cross a strong moral line if we gave machines the right to who lives and who decides, would take us into very dangerous ethical territory. So it's very disappointing to see Australia's support for the development of autonomous weapons. I mean, they defend this under the basis that we would develop weapons in a very responsible way, and I totally buy that idea. But the problem is that these same weapons will be used by other people and will be hacked by them as well, so that they wouldn't necessarily abide by the same standards that the Australian armed forces will.
What are being designed and what is currently in place?
There are autonomous drones under development. Most of the drones that you're familiar with, the ones flying above Afghanistan, Iraq, there's still a soldier in the loop. There's still someone who's actually making the final decision, pressing the trigger to set off their missile. But actually, most of the flying these days is now done autonomously. They just give them coordinates and it finds its own way there. But increasingly, more and more of the systems are being handed over to machines. And ultimately, it's not long before we would actually have the machine decide the targeting, see something on the ground and decide that it's a target. And we also see this in other theatres. On the sea, we've seen the U.S. Navy's launched its first fully autonomous ship, the Sea Hunter. Interestingly, that's just made a very significant voyage. It travelled from Hawaii to the west coast of the United States completely autonomously without any human input. When that was launched just over a year ago, they said it was only going to be used for defensive purposes. It was going to be used to hunt mines and detect submarines. Now they're actually talking about putting armaments on it. Under the sea, we see fully autonomous submarines under development. And on land, we've seen a number of things. The Russians have a fully autonomous tank. I think the idea that robots will allow us to eliminate humans from warfare is rather too simple and naive. War is fought not in battlefields, but in towns and cities. We see the terrible consequences of that in places like Syria today, and is often fought against civilians. Unfortunately, wars are increasing wars of terror. So it's not going to be my robots against your robots. If it was just that, of course, well, then we wouldn't even have to fight war. We could decide it by a game of chess. But the sorts of people that we do end up in conflicts with are not people who are going to sign up to these sorts of rules, and we'll be using these weapons against civilians.
Does it look like we're heading into a world where autonomous weapon systems will be around? Or are we sort of peeling away from the idea that we might live in a future dictated by all these autonomous weapon systems?
I'm pretty confident that ultimately we will decide to regulate autonomous weapons, that we will look at the horror of them. We decide this is a terrible way to fight war. It will be terribly destabilizing to the current geopolitical balance of power. These are not expensive weapons. They're going to fall into the hands of all the wrong people. And they're going to make warfare a much more terrible, violent thing. And like various other technologies that we've decided it would be better not to fight war with, we will ban them. What I worry about is that we'll have to see the horror of them being used in anger before we actually have the courage and conviction to do so. And unfortunately, that's the case with most of the technologies that we have banned. And there's plenty of good things that the military can do with autonomy and clearing minefields. They can do that autonomously without risking anyone's life or limb. But actually handing over the decision as to who lives or who dies to machines, I think that's a step too far.
Professor Toby Walsh, leading researcher of artificial intelligence at the University of New South Wales, speaking there to The Wire's Rowan Neagle.